This RRFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, welcome back to Discover the Wonders. Today we are talking about storms. So a Bible story with a storm on the lake and some other stories about storms as well. So our Bible story today, Jesus had been teaching people and healing people, and it had been a long, busy day, and now it is just about night time. And so he said to his disciples, "Let's go across the lake." Now, quite a few of Jesus's disciples were fishermen, so they're used to going on the, you know, going on the boat, going across the lake. That's a normal thing for them to do. They're well experienced. And so the people that had been listening to Jesus, they went home. Now, Jesus, when he was on the boat, he was tired, and he laid down and he went to sleep. So everything's going well. They're growing across the lake. But then suddenly things changed. So on the Lake of Galilee, sometimes just big storms would just suddenly blow up. And so even the most experienced fishermen would fear these storms. So on this night, when Jesus was asleep, the disciples are going across the lake. The storm just suddenly starts to blow up. And they get really scared because before long, it's like the whole boat is just out of control. The waves are very high. The wind is just howling. And it's very dangerous. And the water is coming into the boat. And they're doing everything they can, everything they know as fishermen, to try to control the boat and to keep themselves safe. But it's getting out of their control. They know that they can't do it. They can't keep themselves and the boat safe. And so they get really, really scared. And then Jesus is just fast asleep in the boat. So they got Jesus with them, but he's asleep. So how's he going to help them if he's asleep? And so they're panicking and they wake Jesus up. They say, "Wake up. Don't you care that we're going to drown in the storm?" So Jesus straight away got up. And you know, the storm hadn't woken Jesus up, but the cries of his disciples woke him up, and he straight away got up to help. And he spoke to the wind and to the storm, and he said, "Be still, be quiet." And you know, when he did that, the winds and the waves, they obeyed him. The storm straight away started to calm down and to be quiet. And then the disciples, that was like so amazing for them. You know, they've never seen this before. They've seen storms before, but they've never seen somebody speak to the storm and the storm obey. So they were actually quite scared. They weren't scared of the storm anymore. They were kind of a little bit scared of Jesus. They had like a new awe of him. And Jesus, then he spoke to the disciples and he said, "Why were you so scared? Why didn't you trust me? Why didn't you trust me to look after you?" But, you know, they were in awe at what they'd seen. He said, "Who is this man that even the winds and the waves obey him?" And I'm going to sing a song that I actually wrote, and it's about this story, and it's called "If I Never Had a Storm." Because we all have things happen in our lives sometimes that may be scary. Maybe it's things that happen in the world that make us a little bit scared, or are things that happen in our lives. But when we cry out to Jesus, when we ask him to help us, just like he helped those disciples, he promises to help us as well. And he might not take away the problem, but he will help us and he will calm us so we can cry out to him when we're going through something hard as well, because he cares about us as well.
They got into a boat going to the other side, but it wasn't long before they all began to cry. Jesus, don't you care that we are going to drown? But Jesus, come, there's storm, and they were all in awe. If I never had a storm, I'd never stand in awe. Never come my seas, I'd never know such peace. If I never shed a tear, it'd never be so dear. It's when I feel despair, I cry to him in prayer. You're going through a storm, you're scared you're gonna drown. It feels like God's asleep or nowhere to be found. Oh, call upon his name, he will hear your pleas. He cares about your pain, he will give you peace. If I never had a storm, I'd never stand in awe. If he never come my seas, I'd never know such peace. If I never shed a tear, it's when I feel despair, I cry to him in prayer. So thank God for your storm, there's no need to fear. If Jesus is in your boat, he is always near. He'll get you through. Start to grow. Oh, the value of the storms, they help us, God, to know. If I never had a storm, I'd never stand in awe. If they never come my seas, I'd never know such peace. Shed a tear, it'd never be so dear. It's when I feel despair, I cry to him in prayer.
So hard things that happen to us can be a good thing if we turn to God in them and we ask him for his help, and then we see him helping us and we learn more about God in those times because we feel his presence and we learn things about him that we might not have seen or experienced before. So now I'm going to tell a story about a storm on the ocean. So this is man is telling this story about a time when he was on a ship called the Heathfield. We left Shanghai on September 1st. On the fourth day, we saw signs that a big storm was coming. In that part of the world, these storms are called typhoons, and they are very strong and dangerous. By evening, the sky turned a strange copper color, and the sailors knew a terrible storm was about to hit. Soon the storm began. It threw the ship from side to side. Boats and loose things were torn away. Inside the ship, heavy materials moved around and damaged it. The crew tried to fix things, but it was impossible. They gave up, and everyone thought the ship would sink. The captain, Mr. McKenzie, was very experienced. He had faced many storms before, but this storm scared him. He thought he and his little daughter, who was with him, might soon die in the sea and no one would ever know. His daughter seemed to understand. She said, "Wait, Papa, let me pray." She knelt down and prayed in a simple but confident way. Everyone felt that her prayer would reach God even through the storm. After that, the storm became weaker and the ship was saved. We safely reached land. All the people on board believed that God heard and answered the little girl Jessie's prayer. Now I have another story called Tractors in the Storm. The loaded cargo ship pulled away from a San Francisco pier on a beautiful fall morning. It was beginning a four-week journey to the South Pacific. There it would be unloaded and then reloaded with goods to bring back to the United States. It was a trip the sailors on this ship were used to, but there were times when they became aware of their helplessness in the face of the forces of nature. As the sunny days passed, there were no thoughts of problems in the sailors' minds. However, when the ship was about 600 miles off the California coast, a storm sprang up and the ship's engines broke down. Suddenly, they had big problems. On the lowest deck of the ship, two large tractors were tied down. Each of these weighed several tons. As the ship rolled and tossed in the storm with no engines to direct its course, one of the tractors broke loose and began rolling from side to side, crashing into the side of the ship with each roll. Although the sailors tried to tie it down again, it kept breaking loose. They finally gave up and told the captain that it was too dangerous to try to tie it down. Their problems continued to get worse. The loose tractor crashed into the second tractor, loosening it. Now both tractors rolled back and forth as the ship rolled in the huge waves. The storm was still raging and the weight of the tractors would break through the side of the ship in a very short time. As these thoughts rushed through the captain's mind, he knew nothing could be done with the storm still raging and the engines not working. He called to his crew members and told them, "They all must pray." The crew gathered together and each one prayed to the God of the universe to save them from certain death. God, in his goodness, heard their desperate cries and he calmed the storm. Then the Coast Guard could safely get near the ship to tow it back to port. The ship, captain, and crew members reached the port safely. But when the incident was talked about later, no one mentioned how God had answered their prayers, and none of the crew stopped to thank God for saving them from the terrible storm. Isn't that sad? Psalm 107 says, "They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Now I have another story called Caught in a Storm. Exploring the world by boat had been their dream for years. So when a 40-foot sailboat was offered for sale, the husband and wife team sold everything they owned and bought it. After outfitting it, they left from the Pacific coast of Russia and 6 months later were sailing up the northwest coast of the United States. Suddenly, the weather took a turn for the worse. The man listened to the marine weather forecast. In previous travels, he had picked up a smattering of English, enough to enable him to understand the words wind and storm, but most of the message was meaningless to him. He didn't understand what the English-speaking people all up and down the coast understood clearly. This was going to be a major storm lasting several days. There would be winds gusting up to 75 miles an hour, hurricane force. Confident that he could ride out the storm and unaware of its predicted severity, he passed up harbours where he might have found safety. The weather continued to deteriorate. The sailboat was driven at an incredible speed by the wind. The wife retreated into the cabin where she was tossed around and battered black and blue. The husband clung to the wheel of the ship and to the hope that he could save his ship and their lives. They raced out of control, driven by the wind along the coast of the state of Washington. On shore, people listening to the wind blow through the trees likened it to standing next to a jet plane rushing down the runway. In a matter of hours, the sailboat covered a distance which would normally take days of sailing. Both husband and wife were near exhaustion. Hoping to escape the terrific winds, they turned into the Strait of Juan de Fuca. However, the winds blew as hard in the strait as they had in the open waters of the Pacific. The last sail was torn to shreds. A sea anchor was tossed out. Both husband and wife, deeply fatigued, were losing hope of saving their lives. Meanwhile, people along the coast became aware through television that a life and death drama was being enacted in the strait. The Coast Guard dispatched a rescue helicopter to follow the boat, but the boat was tossing and pitching so wildly in the storm that lowering a rescue basket to the two was out of the question. They also found a translator who could communicate with the pair on board, but still there seemed no way to rescue the couple. At any moment, they expected the boat to go under. At this time, a Chinese super freighter was headed toward Seattle. The captain, hearing of the plight of the two on board the sailboat, devised a plan to save them both. He steered his ship windward of the sailboat and then turned his giant ship broadside. Turning the boat sideways blocked the terrific winds, and the current brought the sailboat alongside the freighter. A rope ladder was lowered, and the two had just enough strength to scramble up the ladder. The helicopter then picked them up off the ship and brought them to a nearby hospital to receive medical attention. The sailboat was released. After the storm, men searched for it but were unable to find it. The Chinese freighter turned sideways so that the gale force winds would spend the energies on it instead of on the sailboat. So that big ship was a bit like the savior for that sailboat. It was what stopped the wind getting to them. And this reminds us of what the Lord Jesus did on the cross for sinners. There in his own body, he bore the sins of all those who would believe on him. God's anger against sin fell on the Lord Jesus. And all those who put their trust in him have their sins forgiven and a home in heaven. And I have another story that is called Peace in the Storm. And this is a story that happened in the China Sea. It happened a long time ago. The ship with its crew of brave sailors was homeward bound when she ran into a frightening storm. The men who were not on duty were in their cabins below, but they were not sleeping, for it looked as though they were never going to see the light of another day. The angry scream of the wind and crashing of the waves on deck made the bravest of them tremble for their lives. It's easy to talk bravely and act carelessly when all goes well, but when you're facing death, then serious thoughts come crowding in. And so it was the night of the storm. Many of the sailors were crowded into a room below when into the group walked a young officer. "Well, men, I've come down to read to you. The word of God is the same in a storm as in a calm and always does us good." The men could see that his heart was filled with peace and his face was filled with joy. They listened eagerly while he read to them and told them of the love of the Lord Jesus and dying on the cross to save sinners. He talked and sang and prayed, and all the time his face was filled with sunshine and joy. Toward morning, the storm calmed down, the wind lessened, and the sun came out. The danger was over and no serious harm had been done. And I'm sorry to say that the very men who were so serious the night before seemed as careless as ever now that the sun was shining. Some years later, that same happy officer was walking along the streets of Singapore when a man stopped him. "Sir," he said, "do you remember the night of the scary storm at sea when you read and prayed with the sailors below deck?" "Yes, I do remember." "Well, I was lying in my hammock, terrified. I couldn't hear a word you said or read, but I could see your face, sir. And when I saw the sunshine of your happiness through the storm, I knew you had something that I needed. For though I have been a sailor for many years, I couldn't smile that night. Thank God I was able to get a Bible, and now I too am a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my Savior." And there's a verse in the Bible in Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And another story is about the trees that fell down. Mother had put her two little children to bed that evening, but neither of them could sleep. My, what a noise! Sudden claps of thunder seemed to be shaking the whole world. And during the vivid flashes of lightning, they could see the trees swaying and bending before the blast of the wind. "You can both get into bed with me," called out Mother. And the two jumped out of their bunks, scampered down the hall, and were soon in bed with Mother. Neither Joan nor Tim were afraid of the storm, for both were saved and knew the one whom the winds and the waves obey, which is Jesus. As they listened to the raging outside, they could hear the crash of trees falling now and then, for their house was right in the midst of big woods. "I hope those poplar trees near the porch don't fall on our roof, Mother," said Tim. "Let's tell the Lord about it," said Mother, and together they prayed. Then before they went off to sleep, they repeated Psalms 4 verse 8, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." Tim was up early the next morning, and looking out the door, he called, "Mother, Joan, come and look out here." Outside, they saw the twisted stumps of the three trees they had prayed about the night before. "Just look," exclaimed Tim. "They did fall, but right away from the house instead of toward it." It was evident that though the wind was blowing directly towards the house, the trees had twisted right around and fallen in the other direction. "We ask the Lord to care for us," said Mother. "And this is just another time that the wind obeyed his voice. What a God we have." And there is a verse in the Bible in Isaiah 32 verse 2 says, "And a man," which is talking about the Lord Jesus, "shall be as an hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest." And now I have another story called The Sailor's Story. "The voice that first told me I needed a saviour and first told me to look to Jesus is silent now. It was a young cabin boy on the first ship I sailed on from England. We had a very rough journey. Out in the Atlantic Ocean, we were caught in a terrible storm and my fearful heart shook. I remembered when I was a little child, my mother taught me about God. She told me I did not need to be afraid in the dark because God would be near and take care of me. But now that thought did not calm me. I felt that God was near and that the storm was his voice. But I could not think of him as a friend. Instead, I was full of fear. I had lived so long without God that I thought he would not listen to me now or care for me in the storm. All my past life came before me and it looked so dark that I almost lost all hope. As I heard the winds and waves roaring and looked into the darkness, I felt there was no hope for me at all. Just then the young cabin boy passed by me. He had often spoken to me about the Saviour, but another man and I had often made fun of him. As he walked past in the dark, I thought I heard him say, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me," which is a Bible verse. At another time, I might have laughed, but not now. I was trembling all over, and I called out, "Aren't you afraid, Charlie?" He stopped and said, "No, sir, I'm not afraid. When the storm inside your heart is quiet, the storms outside cannot frighten you. If your heart is safe in the harbor, there is no room for fear." I wished with all my heart that I felt the same peace as that boy. Many times before, he had told me about the safe harbor for troubled souls, but I had always said there would be time to seek it when a storm came. I remember the sad look on his face when I said that. He would answer seriously, "Sir, you should go into the harbor while the weather is calm, so you know how to find it in the storm." He had just gone when a huge wave crashed over the ship. The men struggled hard to keep working. Through the noise of the wind and sea, I heard the boy shout, "Call on God, sir, call on God. He says, call on me in trouble and I will rescue you." That night was the darkest night of my life, but not completely dark, because before it ended, a small light came into my heart. I did call on God as I held tightly to the ship, asking him to have mercy on my soul. But I never heard the boy's voice again. The wave that struck the ship had taken him away. His words, "Call on God, sir," were likely some of the last he spoke on earth. The storm that brought me to the Savior took him home to heaven, and he was ready. I had never known a boy so brave, so ready to speak about the Lord, and so unafraid of people. Every man on the ship respected him, even if they did not agree with him. The next morning, I found his jacket. He had taken it off to help with the pumps. In the pocket was his small Bible, which I'd often seen him reading. I could not help but cry when I opened it and saw how worn it was from use. I have kept that Bible ever since, and thank God by reading that book, I have found forgiveness and peace. I know that one day I will reach the same home that dear boy has gone to because of the love of the Savior who came to save sinners like me. Now I can sing the hymn I often heard Charlie sing. I came to Jesus just as I was, tired, worn, and sad. I found in him a place of rest, and he has made me glad. I looked to Jesus and I found in him my light and guide. And in that light, I will walk on until my journey is done. So those are some nice and exciting stories about storms, and they show just how real God is to those who call on him.